Major League Baseball star Rafael Palmeiro has been suspended for 10 days after testing positive for illegal steroids. Palmeiro is the Baltimore Orioles' first baseman. He's one of just four major leaguers ever to have at least 3,000 career hits and 500 home runs. As NPR's Tom Goldman reports, he is by far the most famous player yet to be suspended under baseball's new steroid policy.
The irony couldn't be greater. Last March, at a congressional hearing on steroids in baseball, Rafael Palmeiro was one of five major league players to testify, and he was by far the most forceful, the most passionate of the group, as he pointed his finger at lawmakers and condemned the use of illegal performance-enhancing drugs.
Let me start by telling you this. I have never used steroids, period. I do not know how to say it any more clearly than that. Never.
Today came the startling news that Rafael Palmeiro had failed the test under the league's new steroid policy. On a telephone conference call, he admitted it was embarrassing and unfortunate, but Palmeiro was just as forceful as he'd been in March, with the addition of one crucial word.
I have never intentionally used steroids. Never, ever, period.
While Palmeiro hinted that his positive test was caused by contamination, by perhaps a contaminated dietary supplement, he said confidentiality rules prevented him from divulging all the details, when he tested positive, and most important, what he tested positive for.
You know, I would love to tell what happened to me so that everyone would understand, you know, especially the players around the league and especially the kids around the country, so that they don't make the same mistake that I made.
So at no point you'll get specific.
I'm not sure. I can't answer that today.
There have been many cases of elite athletes testing positive for steroids because of contaminated supplements. But without Palmeiro revealing the facts of his case, anti-doping crusader Dr. Gary Wadler says the public wonders whether the positive test might have been linked to what former slugger and admitted steroid user Jose Canseco said in his controversial tell-all book, that Palmeiro was one of the players Canseco personally injected with illegal steroids.
He certainly will have an enormous impact on how we are perceiving this issue by his degree of candor as to what they found in his urine for which he is being suspended. And it seems to me that would help move the agenda forward and provide a lot of clarity for a public which is probably increasingly confused today.
Rafael Palmeiro's future suddenly is confusing as well. There's the issue of whether he could have perjured himself before Congress with his statement of never using steroids. When asked about that in the conference call, Palmeiro said he knew he was testifying under oath and told the truth, as he said he did today when he said he never intentionally took steroids. A few weeks ago, Palmeiro got his 3,000th career hit and joined Hank Aaron, Willie Mays, and Eddie Murray as the only players with at least 3,000 hits and 500 home runs. Those are easily Hall of Fame statistics, and the easygoing, smooth-swinging Palmeiro was a lock for induction. But today, some of the sports writers who vote players in are wondering about the sudden dark cloud that's moved over first base in Baltimore. Tom Goldman, NPR News.